gonna miss that. I'm not gonna miss that at all.
Bitch, I'm not gonna miss you. Shit. Yeah. Episode. I'm glad, little boy.
I do.
I'm glad, big boy.
So look, I heard a funny story, man. They say the craziest people in the world come from Florida.
Florida man.
Florida man. So a Florida man goes into doctor's office for a prostate exam, and I don't know who takes their guns to their doctor's appointment with them, but he goes into his doctor's appointment with his gun on him for a prostate exam. The doctor checks his prostate, and in the midst of the doctor checking his prostate, he comes. And yeah, then turns around and tells the doctor to say no homo. The doctor looked at him like, excuse me, what? He said, say no homo. Doctor didn't say no homo, so he shot the doctor twice in the chest.
On game. On game. I'm, look, first of all, first and foremost, a man ever make me nut, one of us gonna die.
Got to.
How do you live with that? How do you live with knowing a man made you, unless you're
into that?
Unless that's your thing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's
not
as
my
a
thing, but.
As a heterosexual. Black. As the only other straight man.
Yo, Justin, why?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, how do you?
I ain't busting that in the wild.
How do you go already to bed? How do you go to bed knowing a man that made you nut? You can't.
You gonna lay up with your arms by your head, just looking at the ceiling, like
it's gonna be a long night.
Confused.
You ain't gonna get no sleep.
No.
But I want to know who takes a gun into their doctor's appointment.
What probably happened was he was on the block that day. He had to be on the block that day. And
the nigga was 59, right?
He was on the block that day. Block.
And even if he OG, he supposed to have shooters.
Yeah, but he was,
he's,
you know,
putting in work.
Little 19-year-old throwaways. You know,
he was at Lowe's that day. saw Jeremy, like the white guy that frequents Lowe's the same time he does. And he said, yeah, I got a prostate exam today. He said, hey, man, I went in there, got my exam, and I came on myself. And he was like, oh, hell no.
Well, they do say the male somebody. G-spot is
in the booty.
Yeah, in the booty.
Nah, I never know.
You know Justin.
Hey, that's what they say. Hey, look, now I'm just saying, like, if I had a female doctor and that happened, I would be happy, is all I'm saying. I wouldn't have. So I guess would it be a female daughter? Does it? It's cool then, right?
No.
You think he was
shot? That's still weird,
no,
bro.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Did he not know what he was going for?
I don't think he
knew what a prostate was.
Yeah, I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew.
Doc just hit that spot. You know what I mean? Doc hit that spot. Yeah.
I think he was probably going
that shit
for
caught
it.
That man off guard, bro.
Yeah,
like,
he had to.
He was probably going
he
for
felt
it.
Sexually,
off guard, but with his gun?
He felt sexually violated.
Yeah.
Like, you, the problem with you, Justin, is sometimes I think you're like way too, yeah, bisexual, whatever. But sometimes I think you're way too sexually liberated. It's scary.
I'm not.
It's scary.
I'll let a woman do anything to me except peg me. That's disgusting. I think you was the one who wanted that, right? One of y'all wanted that shit for Valentine's Day.
Wasn't nobody at this table.
Yeah. One of him. I'm going to say something about pegging. But anyway. But, like, anything with a woman to me is just not gay. If she just so happened to lick my ass, she licked my ass.
So why she can't peg you if it's a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want that going in me, nigga.
Why can't she stick her fingers in? But she can give
she
you
She can
a
do everything else.
But put something
she
in.
She can massage your gooch, but she...
Hell yeah, you ever had that?
So she can... she can just stick her tongue in your booty, but...
Yeah.
Like can she give you a prostate?
No, bro. What? Y'all weird. Y'all are weird.
You literally just said.
I said if a female doctor did that, it wouldn't. I wouldn't be mad. I'm like, oh.
I think I would still feel some type of way.
That shit is weird.
I would really,
because it's just something
you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think she was probably looking for it. Cause, no. Huh? No, what I'm saying is when they go in there, they supposed to
play around.
No, I feel like a woman doctor would do that.
He probably got pissed because he like the doctor. The dude went in there. He didn't lose. He spit on his finger. Was the doctor?
He didn't use the gloves.
What?
He used
the gloves. What ethnicity was the doctor? It was
white. I think it was white. Yeah.
Like, no. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like some Indian
it
shit.
It sounds like or Hispanic.
Well, no, wouldn't you think they would give that warning before giving the exam?
You, what?
So that you may nut?
Yeah.
Hey, you may nut.
But how do you say that in the profession of man as a doctor, though?
You might
don't be alarmed if you orgasm.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, doctors probably...
Come now.
That license is gone. Go that day.
At the end of the day, doctors probably know that that is a possible bodily reaction. Yeah. So you know, don't be alarmed if it happens.
Yeah.
That's probably the eighth time bro got nutted on that day. And to him is like to him getting hit in the eye is second nature.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
where's this nigga?
What the fuck going on?
What is going on here? Nigga, I never had a prostate. I don't know. What, did you bend over?
You said they put their legs in stirrups.
I don't know. The assistant, the goddamn dental assistant could probably get hit with the shit.
Man, every type of doctor in the world in
there. Except for the one that playing with ass. Like, that's funny.
So it's crazy because it's like so I never nutted with a soft penis. So I'm like,
you want cultured swan?
Y'all nutted on soft penis?
Yeah.
So it makes me think like
God's good.
So like, where there's a will, there's a way. Goddamn it!
So like during the exam, was his dick getting hard?
And then, probably.
That's probably what made him so.
Bro, it's the same. Yeah. I guess it's a similar process of when we used to. I mean, when was the last time y'all had a wet dream? I get them weekly, but I'm playing.
What are you gonna do? I don't.
But I guess it's like you can be mentally y'all never been in Williams Hall getting twerked on and nutted? Me either. Me either. I'm just trying to see something. But I guess it's from a mental standpoint. Yeah. Just I've been that level of horny before where I've like pre-ejaculated. Why just not even laying, not even doing nothing, not touching it, not doing nothing. Just laying 6:30 in the morning. I'm just laying in bed.
Your dick ever been so hard it hurt? Yeah, that's how. Yeah, like, yeah. Try to come on that. Try to pee with that. Like,
hey. Try to put your boxes.
Yeah, yeah,
it's even worse when you on circumcised. But
don't get dipped by that.
Circumcision. Y'all niggas talk about circumcision like every 8 episodes.
You do.
You see Jeffrey too?
Was he circumcised? he Jewish, right? What they do?
I don't know.
They cut that motherfucker off.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a part of like their
and then y'all stole.
That's part of their bar's mission.
Y'all stole that part of like the Western influence.
Yeah,
niggas in Africa ain't circumcised, bro. Like your ancestors and forefathers had an extra tooth. Some three.
Oh my god!
Can we stop talking about
Jeffrey Toobin? Right?
I'm just trying to like
talk about Jeffrey.
Yeah, you say don't.
I'm doing. Don't talk about it.
We are a multicultural, like accepting podcast. Mm-hmm. We are a multisexual. As far as
no, we're not.
As far as orientation is concerned. except in podcasts. Like Chitty chat runs. But so I just be trying to enlighten y'all on shit that happened on, you know, other sides of the world.
Right. Yeah.
Appreciate it. So Jeffrey Toon
masturbated vigorously
on Zoom in front of his coworkers.
No. You're a bad man.
In front of his coworkers.
Yeah, on Zoom. Cause they say it was a New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. I think he contributes to CNN or whatever.
Yeah.
Jesus. He is gonna. He's staying here. Right.
Damn liberal.
But yeah, he. You watch Fox News? You're a Fox News type of nigga. Skip. But now, my thing is, how old do you have to be to think having your shit on mute is going to block the fact that you got your dick out on Zoom?
So he hit mute thinking that he hit he turned his camera off?
I guess. He said, man, I had it on mute. Well, I mean, they must have saw his shoulder work.
So he wanted to be seen.
No, obviously it was accidental, bro.
Yeah.
Because most real niggas, even if we at the house alone, we probably still going to the bathroom, lock the door, and phone on silent.
I'm in the middle of the living
room. Just in case somebody break in.
Right here.
Right. You said somebody break in. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. So, like, even when Shawty say she in Vegas or something, and I'm at home getting ready to beat this bitch in. Door locked.
You talking about your penis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He thought
he...
I'm just trying to clear
it up. Yeah, weird. Anyways, I still lock the door. The volume down.
You go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You don't do it in your own bed?
Yeah, no. I mean,
I can't wait to get like a living girlfriend or wife or something so I can jack up on her back.
That's sexual assault.
Oh, well. You should have fucked me, bitch. This is why we taking a break. That's why. Yeah, shit like that.
He's going to counseling.
Yeah.
Radio got etiquette. Trials coming up. I was trying to figure out, did they fire him or did he?
He's suspended.
He's suspended.
He's right. He's right.
It was accidental.
Hey, get him on here.
No.
But how did you go back in front of your coach?
You just want
company. Knowing that they didn't seem...
You want company. And Jay talking about get him on here. You want somebody to bask in the public humiliation.
The shame. Yeah, the shame.
Fuck you.
Like, you said, but you got a lot more pussy off that, all right?
This Chitty Chat coming
in. Yeah.
No, the fuck it ain't.
Anyway.
But yeah, like, that just would be an embarrassing moment.
That's just like, let's say you got a group chat at work.
Yeah.
We all in group chats at work, right?
No.
You know,
but you know, I move store to store. Yeah. Like,
imagine like putting your sex tape or dick pic in the group chat by accident.
Yeah.
What can you do?
You got to go back to work the next day.
Well, we're more than likely we're fine.
Be like, yo, y'all get that? Yeah, I went to Apple this morning. Somebody hacked my shit. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're probably fired.
Yeah.
Because But Jeffrey Toobin didn't get in trouble because he's white.
Yeah.
But let our black
man get in trouble. Man. I do think it was accidental. Like, we all do make mistakes. I don't think we deserve to be, like, permanently reprimanded for our mistakes.
I wonder if it was a black reporter, what would have happened. I'm telling you, man.
They'd have still been on Zoom because they'd have probably been in awe.
But they probably would have really seen his dick because it would have been in the camera. Like,
it would probably.
Oh, wait. You're about to get deep into it.
Black weird.
Oh, boy.
Jeezy versus T.I. Who you got?
Bro, I've been debating this all day. I even made a playlist with hits back and forth just to see how. T.I. probably win, bro. Like I said, T.I. got more hits, bro.
Yeah. Who you got,
Jay? I got Tip 12-8. 12-8.
Tip is going to win probably about 12-8,
14-6. Good Lord.
What's going to happen is Jeezy's going to bust out some shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. But
he can play half of his first album.
He played the whole first album, basically.
This is going to be a commercial thing. the songs is gonna be their hits. So when T.I. drops Soldier, Jeezy don't have a song.
Are you talking about with Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, you know,
man,
he gonna
T.I. better not bring that up.
He, hey, bro, that he went crazy on that though.
But no.
And it had Wayne.
Look,
on.
That ain't what and,
people want to
hear
though. And that's what they might
T.I. yeah. has Swagger Like Us.
Yeah.
He did have that.
Jeezy has it. He don't have a Swagger Like
Us. He has White Girl.
He got a
yeah. White if girl. He don't play So Icy, whatever So Icy go against, it win.
He can't play So Icy.
Why not? It was I seen it on BET.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, you know, they beefing it. They still beefing.
Told him Gucci?
Yeah.
Are they still beefing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No, because T.I. just had bro on Expeditiously. And he was talking about, like, it's going to... He was like, yeah. No, they had... He had Jeezy.
Jeezy, okay.
And Jeezy was like, nah, I mean... We just not into it. Yeah.
I'm trying to say. I thought it was.
Yeah. But yeah, he was just like... Bro, he killed some like his homeboy.
Yeah, what is Jeezy's biggest song? Like, commercially?
President's Black?
Nah.
Probably.
You think so?
Probably. The Timing.
It
ain't then what?
That's his first one.
That was probably his biggest hit on his biggest album.
It's got to be... Oh. It's got to be in
between. Oh, Soul Survivor? Two. No. I love it.
I'm sorry, 2004. Wait.
What's the joint with Akon on his first album?
Soul Survivor. But I was going to say I Do with Jay-Z and Andre. Mm. But now, Lose My Mind go crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
Fly. Yeah,
that's true. Fly's biggest hit better than both of theirs. That's crazy.
Hey.
Shawty.
Shawty, oh yeah.
But Jeezy ain't really got no, like, that's like, the thing. Like
it's going to come down to commercial hits.
And, versus trap hits.
And then you know the most people listening to are going to be commercial people.
Put On?
Put On,
yeah.
Yeah, that was up there.
Yeah, with Ye. And he had a Ye and a whole one.
What's
yeah.
the joint with R. Kelly, Young Jeezy have?
Go Get
Him. Yeah, go get
him. That joint was fire, though. Yeah. You ain't like it?
Yeah. I'm a Jeezy fan.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Like,
I feel like they both changed the culture of trap. Like they both contributed, yeah. like really contributed to trap music.
Yeah. T.I.'s gonna win the verses.
Yeah, and it's like I said, because T.I. don't have an album better than TM101. Mm-mm. Not even close, actually. Yeah. But when you list T.I., how consistent T.I. was yeah. with hits and shit over the years,
he's got. He's got
Rubber Band Man.
And that was early T.I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Be Easy. Yep. Then, like, the next.
Three Foes.
Yeah.
Yeah, T.I. got some shit now. That's going to be. Man,
Never Scared.
That's
going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good battle. For sure.
He can bring out everything before 2008 and win. Yeah. Because, like, Whatever You Like came out before 2008.
Yeah. That was off Paper Trail, right?
Yeah.
That album was crazy, too.
And to me, that was weak compared to the ones before that.
On Paper Trail, he had You Got Whatever You Like. Swagger Like Us was on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Why You Want to Go and Do That?
No, that was...
That wasn't on...
That was on King.
King, okay. I forgot about that album.
That's what I'm saying. He had Urban Legend, King, Trap Music, and then Paper Trail.
Yeah. And this is going to be a good battle right here.
This is one of the ones I'm going to enjoy. Like, I don't care who wins.
I might get drunk on this Thursday night. Like, in the crib, just vibing out.
Episode 81. Oh.
My bad. No.
No. You don't want to see it?
I mean, I see y'all.
No, you're not.
I'm going to teach one of y'all how to do this shit. So I can start calling that like y'all be doing.
Yeah, give me this.
You know, me and Justin the only two that ain't never called out.
Yeah, because y'all, perfect. This y'all idea. So y'all got to be.
You ho-ass niggas.
So that means if this do go big, it's going to be 35-35-15-15.
Damn.
Damn. Hey, he said it was our idea shit.
Yeah, I don't got no problem.
Let him speak for himself.
I'll pay you back for that little raggedy-ass camera you bought. Shit.
What?
Where is that? Can I use it?
Yeah,
they
can
I use it?
I mean,
Kareem
would be
using it. I'm trying to get my OnlyFans jumping. Look.
MJ going to record.
Why you gotta do this?
He is offended.
What's
thing. That nigga did the whole neck motion. And, why you gotta do that?
But I mean, look, my dick going on the internet. This girl I saw, she said she made $1,100 in 2 days.
Showing what?
Feet. Yeah.
What you gotta understand is
white toes give me a 10.
A lot of women do this, and what's gonna happen is they gonna get a big influx that first month because people gonna be nosy to go look. Shit ain't
sustainable.
Yeah. Unless you post something worth watching.
Start doing meetups.
Wow.
That's the only way.
MJ still buying pussy. Stay with my bad.
I ain't never bought not one. That's the only way, though.
Thank you for management.
Yeah, man.
Still buying pussy. This shit's jacking me.
But like you said, it's not sustainable. Like, you're right. They have to. They're gonna have to either start showing more, or they're gonna start fucking for money.
Right. Tiana Trump do it.
Tiana Trump probably how much? Nah, I think we find it was like $750 she wanted. I think we hear.
We need to fly her out.
Who's we?
I'll take that risk.
She may have a good. She gonna have to stay here. She, I door dash or something, D.
Yeah, I pass.
Get her the triple dip from Chili.
Hey, look, that's slap though.
The triple dip.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Sliders, Southwestern egg rolls, and mango habanero boneless wings.
The crispers.
Elo. Elo.
Yeah,
it's the sauce.
Yeah.
You dip the slider in the salt.
They don't know.
Hey, talk to me, nigga. Hey, look. Hey, man. I made some shishko bobs this weekend.
Some what? Shishko bobs.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Well, I made some shishko bobs. Some scrimp shishko bobs. And them bitches hit just a little bit different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You had a cookout. You cooked for 11 people.
It was 9. But I told my old high school classmates.
Oh, yeah. Few of them. Oh, okay, yeah.
Few
yeah.
of them that, you know, we'll do something small. Throw something on it. Yeah, they came through. We had fun. They Justin travel. Came through for a little bit after he got off work, ate some food. I mean, it was cool, man. Nice little chill, played some games, shit, cards and Jenga and all that shit. It was cool just catching up.
Yeah,
I ain't played a
spades
game.
Alright, that's what I need.
We play that Uncle Keep.
Yeah, two women. Lord, I call them. But two women like skated off on me and Justin.
Oh yeah,
on some bullshit. I was re-nigging like a motherfucker too and couldn't catch him, bro.
We just got so unlucky.
Like, God just had they back, bro. Like,
he had to humble y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we put 200 up? Like, what's
we
up?
We were trying to play right back, too. What's up? What we doing?
They 3 in like, the morning. Like, hell, yo, I'm my eye burning.
I almost robbed they stupid ass.
I feel like if we, because we had the cash, but we wouldn't have sent it. What were they going to do?
Yeah.
Talk shit on Facebook.
I ain't played dominoes in a minute. Neither y'all play dominoes.
I haven't played in so long. I still you think I got my
nigga for real.
Yeah.
You know
when we're dominoes, we recognize pizza.
You know a nigga for real.
Golly, you play CeeLo too, don't you?
I have.
You shoot dice?
That's what CeeLo is.
Yeah, I don't know how to play craps, but I play CeeLo.
I don't get craps either.
Can't see how CeeLo.
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's like we went to when we went up to Maryland to the MGM, I stayed at the blackjack table because that's all I knew. Tony was like, let's go to roulette. Like, bro, I don't know that. He was like, you just got to know this.
I'll be going crazy at the blackjack table. Crazy.
What's the most you ever won?
$1,200.
What's the most you ever lost?
In one night?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about the span of a couple days?
One night.
Shit. Over a couple days, when I was in Vegas few years ago.
I know that was fun as hell to play in Vegas.
The problem was I fronted the hotel room on my card, and then all these niggas gave me cash back. So it was like four niggas giving me $600 a piece. And the plan for that was to not, because I had already pulled money aside to spend out there. I needed to come back and put this shit back on my credit card.
Right.
That was the plan.
That didn't happen.
What do my stupid fat ass do? Nah, I spent all the money the first night on the shit. I like for my whole trip. I spent all that bread on the first night, bro.
Cause you already knew you had the other cash,
bro. Casino skated off with a $1,800 in one night, but then I still had $2,400 cash. I was like, oh well. Yeah. Whatever, I'll pay this credit card back later. Still paying that credit card. Been 4 years and I was the same amount.
I took out, crazy. I'm cheap. I took out $400 and I was like, I'm gonna put this three to the side and I'm
starting. I'm not gonna enjoy myself. I can't.
Yeah.
I will not. No, I go into a casino with $400, I might as well stay home.
No, so here's the thing, right? Yeah, I probably should have stayed home. But I took out the $400. I was like, all right, I'm just going to start with this $100 and I'm going to see what I can do off this $100.
Nothing.
Let me tell you. So I was like, all right, if I win $500 off this $100, I'm quitting and I'm out.
You ambitious.
Yeah. So I got all the way up to $400, like a $400 profit off the $100. I was like, all right, I just need to win one more hand. And I started out at the $100 table instead. I didn't know they had a... I didn't know they had the $25 tables. I started out at the $100 table. Started out at the $100 table. Got all the way up to $400. And next thing you know, I lose all of that. So I'm like, all right, I still got $300 in my pocket. Go play the $300.
When you cold, like, you cold, bro.
Yeah. They switched out dealers on me. And something told me when they switched out the dealers, someone said, man, get your ass up. And I was like, nah, I got to do this.
Yeah, back. They either get up or change seats, bro.
Yeah. But I do want to do a Vegas trip again, man.
I ain't never been.
I've been once, but I didn't gamble the one time I did go out there.
Hey, you said you went out there when you were 14 in the military.
Nah,
right?
I
nigga went on the ROTC.
I had just turned 21.
Yeah, because we were friends. I remember because you was trying to buy a pussy.
I wanted just the Vegas experience.
Y'all niggas love ISA.
Used to. I be trying.
You got finesse.
Nah.
She told you send the gas money.
Oh, man.
I'm joking. I wouldn't pay for no sex. Like, somebody gonna end up fucking me sooner or later. That's how I'm
looking at it. Yeah, the doctor, man.
Trying to see what the cat house like.
What? Like, if I go to Vegas, I gotta go to the cat house. I got to. Come on, now. Like, and don't ask me why I'm here.
I'm good. Just let me know how it was when y'all get back.
Yeah.
I'll be in the room.
We're going to plan that trip, though. We're going to plan that trip.
Your birthday coming up.
Yeah, in a week. Fuck you think I'm about to do in a week?
3 weeks.
Wow. Nigga, like property taxes coming up. Fuck is you talking about?
So, look, black quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah, that's exactly how. That's their reaction.
Have you seen Cam play Sunday?
He looked terrible.
Yeah,
I thought the punter was out there.
So people have been saying, and I don't want to jump shit, but people have been saying. I mean, Cowboys are going through all this and refuse to even give Colin Kaepernick a look, like just to see if he can muster them through the season.
It's because it's Jerry Jones.
Yeah. This is Jerry Jones. You think Jerry Jones gonna give him that? No. Nah, not at all.
If Dak Prescott's name was Jamal Jones,
you know what his real name is, right?
Dakota.
Exactly.
If his name was like
Ahab,
Jamal, Deshaun.
Oh yeah, Derek.
Yeah,
without a K.
Yeah, with a Q name.
Like Derek.
He would not be the starting quarterback.
He ain't right.
You see, yeah, I'm about to say DiNucci came in.
Y'all think he's still gonna get paid?
Who, Dak?
Nah, I think he's about over.
They gonna
hold.
Yeah, you
know what they about to do.
Yeah, he doing.
It's real, like people.
That could be backing up to a next
year. Yeah, he.
they say the Cowboys gonna try to get Fitz.
Fitz will keep you 500.
Hey, look, that's why I'm glad y'all starting to it next week. I'm so glad y'all started.
Why? I mean. Have you seen him in practice?
He's going to bring that pressure.
Have you seen him in practice?
You know what
Aaron Donald is? I still wouldn't have put him up. That my first game is against Aaron Donald. Y'all got the worst guards in the league.
He's ready. He's ready.
He about to like Alex Smith.
He's ready. 13-3. You heard it here first.
Jesus Christ.
You heard it here first.
10 games in a row? 12 games in a row, for real. So. Y'all don't even have a who's y'all running back?
I don't know.
Exactly.
D Black.
Same shit.
Yeah, it don't matter.
They understand back.
Yeah. They the biggest hell that you see.
Yeah, he said he thick.
I did not. What? That's all right. Yeah. But now,
Cam looked terrible.
And Baker looked terrible in the first quarter the other day, and it made me think. But he ended up having a good game. He had like 5 touchdowns. But it was against the fucking Bengals.
Yeah, come on, bro. Right. Like, these niggas ain't squabs, bro. Like, y'all got to understand, even the worst team in the NFL, these niggas are still the most athletic niggas you'll come across.
Have you watched the Jets play?
That's fine. that's fine. But yeah, that doesn't take away, bro.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, like, these niggas ain't slapped.
That 2009-2010 ECSU team could beat the Jets right now.
No, they couldn't.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it'd probably be about 63-0.
Well, what was the running back name?
First. Durante.
Durante had 800 yards rushing.
On who?
On the Jets.
Quinn Coples? No. Yeah. I thought you said 2000. You said 2009-2010?
Yeah,
his face mask be on the sideline.
Won't Quinn Coples, with the Jets at that time?
Probably not.
Clogging up the middle.
No, I'm saying today's Jets.
Yeah, that nigga a wrestling coach at Southwest Halifax now.
Really?
Ooh. I don't know. I ain't leading them, but that's where he's from, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I just think it's weird that they don't. So, and it, like I said, Baker Mayfield had a bad day the other day. He went 0-for-5 with one interception in the first quarter. Down to the Bengals.
Yank.
No. He ended up having 5 touchdowns.
I know what you're getting at, but I'm saying.
Yeah, scored a winning touchdown, right?
Yeah. He threw it, yeah.
But the thing is, like I said, let that have been a black quarterback. Like, Cam got yanked in the third quarter the other day.
Do you think he's benched permanently?
Could be.
I think it will end up happening if he keeps having Jerry Stidham. The nigga that they thought they were going to start anyway.
Brian Hoyer.
And he's the backup.
Backup. Okay.
But yeah, like, if you're not extraordinary as a black athlete, it's what black athlete in the NFL. If you're not extraordinary, you're not good enough.
That's black anything.
Yeah, black anything.
Yeah.
You have to be extraordinary. If not, if you're just like everybody else, they overlook you all the time.
If you're just like everybody else, you're doing bare minimum.
Yeah. Because white people already do the bare minimum. And you're extraordinary and their bare minimum ends up being like this.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's just weird because, like I said, Dwayne Haskins is wasting away in Washington. Yeah. Granted, he had bad tape, but that's also one of the worst football teams in the league.
That's a bad organization.
He never had a fair shake, though.
Not at all.
This is only his second season, right?
His second season, he got a new coach.
Yep.
They traded away the best lineman.
Yeah, that is a defensive minded coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Man.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they. And then look at, have you seen the Patriots and who he has to throw to?
Yeah.
Who? They.
N'Keal Harry and Jeter Cousins.
Yeah.
So are we now saying that it's Tom, not Bill?
No, they not only did Tom leave, but towards the end of last year, you kind of realizing that Tom is throwing to us, basically, the whole time.
Throwing to AB now, too.
But now, I'm talking about last year, like, with the Patriots, it started to dwindle towards the end because you realize he's not throwing to nobody. Yeah. Nobody can get separation. You know, it's bad off of him. And then you put Cam in that situation, you expect him, because he's a better athlete, to still carry the team. To make the play, it's not going to work. And not all the time, anyway.
But they had like five. Nigga just coming off
Corona, like, man. And he just had Rona too. Yeah,
like Cam threw three picks, and then they had two other players that had two fumbles or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bad team.
Yeah, it was a terrible game.
Bad coach.
That's why the Miami Dolphins will win the AFC East. For the first time
since. Yeah, because the Bills kind of...
Since Dan Marino.
Bills are 4-0, and they've been bad the last 3 weeks. Yeah,
we should have beat them that game, too.
Who coming out the AFC?
Like, you trying to put some... As champions? Not burpees. Not burpees. Before you say that dumb shit. Yeah. You going to put a little razzle-dazzle on this game.
You going to put 50 on it?
We can.
You saw it here first, people.
Yeah, 13-3.
You bet on that.
No. Let's start here first. I bet, yeah. Because Jared Goff is not.
He's not that good.
I don't like Jared Goff.
He fits what y'all doing.
He does.
He only fits.
So here's my thing, right? In the beginning of the game, right?
We was
running the ball well. We was running the ball well. And then it's almost like some shit like what the Seahawks did that year they lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots. It was almost like they wanted to abandon the run to make Jared Goff's stats look
better. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Keep throwing the ball. And I'm like,
y'all lost Super Bowl because y'all was just bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Both teams were bad. But if you got Jared Goff throwing the ball 40 times.
That's what I'm saying, like. And if you look at that, honestly, if you look at that game from last night, there was at least two plays that should have been interceptions.
I really thought we were going to end up giving the game back to him.
I did too.
Like, but then they got Nick Foles.
We abandoned the run when it was Nick working. Foley. You know what I mean? We abandoned the run.
Who's the feature back now?
It's running back by committee, but at the time, Henderson was toting that thing.
I'm abandoning the run. Henderson is cool.
Yeah,
he's okay. But, like, to the Rams organization, it's going to be centered around Jared Goff.
That's the problem.
So, if Henderson, they will give Henderson a very small window. Mm-hmm.
To do what he do.
To figure it out. Mm-hmm. After that, they're going back. They're going back to this guy, bro. Like, they're like. I mean, and as a quarterback, Jared Goff is what? Maybe 6.5, maybe 7 on a good day out of 10?
You got a what's face. It's a quarterback league, and we're in L.A. Jared Goff is one of the best, and he lives in L.A., but yeah, he's one of the worst.
But
he
lives in L.A. But it's just like, who did we lose to last week?
The Dolphins. 49ers.
49ers. And they held on to the ball. Like, they controlled the clock the entire game.
Yeah, but the 49ers are also a good team.
Yeah, they are.
And Jimmy is also bad. We're starting to see it now.
They ran the ball, and I'm like, we need to control the clock. And then it was like once we had got a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter, we then started to try to run the ball again, which made sense then. Mm-hmm. But it's like they know the run is coming.
Did y'all see Todd Gurley blow the Falcons game?
Yeah,
big time.
What a goofball!
Just put the ball in the other hand and
don't pay running backs.
Because Zeke looking bad too.
You don't need to pay running back.
Zeke
had two phones. Yeah, then he buy all his linemen lawnmowers and tractor trailers and shit.
Yeah, $90 million you would too.
Yeah, stupid ass nigga.
But no, but like he looked bad. It was against the Cardinals that game?
Yeah.
It was a Monday night game, man. Like he looked bad. Like he fumbled twice. His little nose ring was dirty. Like, was any nigga with two nose rings,
I don't know why. Yeah.
It's your kind of guy.
Yeah, him and Alvin Kamara,
Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
He looks just like Lil Uzi. Now I do what I want.
But yeah, I think Deshaun Watson gonna get his shit together. Maybe not this year, but
what about Teddy Bridgewater? He ain't doing shit in Carolina either.
He's doing all right.
He's a placeholder.
No, because we actually played good the other day when we almost beat the Saints.
When we almost beat the Saints.
Who in last place?
The Falcons. By a long shot.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Nah, the Jets gonna get it. What's gonna happen is the Jets gonna get the number one pick and bro said, I'm gonna go back to school.
That's what I would do. I wouldn't even hire an agent.
Because, like, they're the worst. Washington's the worst organization over a long time, but the Jets have no direction it's nothing's going well. I feel bad for Sam Darnold because they're acting like he's the problem and he is not.
Yeah, that nigga fast as shit.
Yeah, and he got the arm and everything. He just ain't got no line. He got no talent around him at all.
He just out there free ball.
Matter they fact, they let Le'Veon go for nothing. Like they pay Le'Veon what $30 million a year.
And then the Chiefs now, right?
Yeah. What's the quarterback for the Giants?
Dan Jones.
Yeah, y'all seen them do that break, and, yeah. But they tracked the speed, and he has had the fastest run of any quarterback this season. Like even faster than Lamar Jackson.
But they said they clocked him when he was falling over.
Of course, that bitch was an airplane, Superman ass nigga. Like yeah, but nah, that's just embarrassing. White boy, yeah. Shit. I mean, you seen Tyler Herro.
What?
I'm just saying, he's an athletic white man.
I can do what he does.
No, you cannot.
Black seen it.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's the Jamaican. Euro?
That's the Rock the Baby.
Yeah, I can see him now. Euro taking 4 seconds.
So I would do want to touch on this subject, though, before we get on. It kind of hit a nerve. Birkin bags.
Oh, I'm about to say damn.
So, it's rapper, headline. The female rapper, Sweet Tea.
It's so weedy.
I thought it was sweaty. No, I'm for real, but
I know. That's so funny.
Look, Jay-Z like the Migos, chill.
Yeah, tweeting.
trying to get to the brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, season two.
Sweet Tea. Salty.
That's Quavo bitch too.
Okay. But she said in an interview or something like that.
It was a little IG live.
She was like, if your man can't buy you a Birkin, you need to throw him back to the streets.
Yeah. Find me on the corner of Gresham.
Facts.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm for the streets. Yeah. Like, put me there.
Or bro, say sayonara.
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 Bro, how much is a Birkin bag?
At least 10 grand.
For what?
I don't know.
There's no value.
It's real goat. Real goat. Real goat skin.
They skint the goat? Damn. Not the fur. Damn.
Yeah.
15 grand? I don't even care how rich
and
I am.
And then you have women trying to justify it by saying it is an investment. How? Explain to me how.
I don't feel like a purse gains value. I can see if it was a watch or a, you know.
I don't think.
If we run out of money today, can you go sell the zipper, bitch? Like, how is this?
Who's going to buy a 15 grand bag?
Exactly.
You're going to have to sell it for $1,500.
Like my man Melvin said from Baby Boy. Talk about guns and butt.
That's salt. That's not. That's guns nor butter, bro.
Like, I mean,
nothing about a Birkin bag says you need this.
No, it doesn't.
I can go buy you a JanSport backpack.
It's gonna hold more.
It's gonna hold more.
JanSport mesh. Mesh. Multifaceted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
and I'll put $5,000 in there. I ain't really got it, but I'm just saying, if I'm gonna do all that,
he gonna trick that.
He's gonna trick
that. But what I'm saying, like new trick daddy. Yeah, new trick daddy. Yeah.
Taste this, nephew.
You little soft. Oh, that little kid was annoying as fuck, bro.
I don't want nothing to treat daddy. That shit look
like it slapped.
If I when I next time I where his shit at? Miami Gardens.
Treat daddy look like he don't wash his hands.
That ain't that thing. Yeah.
Put your foot in it.
Yeah. Sanitation score gotta be 87 and below.
Yeah.
92 is about as high as it goes where I'm questioning.
Like I don't need my food tasting like Clorox wipes.
And I feel like if your score too high, that meant you knew they were coming and you cleaned up really heavy that day.
Just let it be the 80.
And you also clean more than you cook.
Yep.
Okay. I need to see a roach.
I need a stinky spot on the table.
I mean, look, you know, holes gotta be, I gotta see the cushion and the chairs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Little rust on the chair foot.
The cook,
you talking about
that
Waffle House
in
Rocky Mountain?
I mean,
yeah,
I'm talking
listen,
about when, yeah,
all right, and they, them hood niggas in Rocky Mountain, I bet that waffle,
yeah, if it ain't no cigarette ashes in my eggs, I don't want it.
Yeah, the cook got that got to be outside. Yeah, where I'm
he, yeah, that's what he used for black pepper. Yeah. How you like your eggs? Cheese with Newport. Please.
That, yeah. That Birkin bag thing, man. To me, that's materialistic, man.
And that you don't need that bitch.
For what?
That need that wants a, that if they want the Birkin bag instead of working for it for themselves, that's not the hope for you.
My thing is I don't mind buying my lady gifts.
At all.
But you're not gonna tell me or set a limit on the gift I want to buy you out of the kindness of my heart.
Right. Yes.
You know what I mean? So if I choose to go out and for Christmas and get you a Michael Kors bag, yeah, it might have set me back $200, but it's coming from right here. It's coming from the heart. Like, you want me to go take out a loan to go buy you a Birkin bag? And then what?
Your second mortgage.
Then what? Can we live in the bag when shit hits the fan?
I'm coming in the bag. I'm coming in the bag. Shit, that made me mad. Checkbook, stick it up.
You know you old. Your latest. You love them customers, MJ, when they try to write a check at the cashier.
They still do that?
Yeah, they still do. Yeah, they
we do tell that. Them we don't take checks.
Be holding up the fucking line.
Y'all take checks, right?
Yeah, man. Get your double
ARP. Stupid ass.
Yeah.
Lame ass nigga.
Like, yeah. You can use that money for
anything else.
Like, bitch, I buy you a Peloton. Like, anything. Like,
I'm going to buy you exercise equipment, you fat bitch. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Y'all crazy.
Damn.
You're crazy.
That's a lot of money, though.
What, Peloton?
No.
I'd rather buy you a new car.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can put that money towards a down payment on a house or pay off, you know, put that towards the principal on your house if you already own one. Like, anything.
Bitch, I'll buy you new tires.
Yeah, she probably need them, too.
Yeah, bald-ass tires.
All the lights on the dash.
That bitch is like Christmas.
Going on with the car.
Well, that's how my customers be, bro. I be checking in the car. I crank it. First of all, they got 305,000 miles on it. Oh. Bitch, it's a 2019. Where the fuck you been driving? And then, after that, every light is on the dash talking about all these came on after the accident. No, it didn't. No, the car ain't got no oil in it. No, it didn't.
So she must got like trick. She got niggas tricking on her, and she couldn't get food out.
She not getting food out. She
got
to
get gas
money.
I
that.
See $40.
Yeah, $40 to drive 400 miles.
She using the child support money.
Yeah.
Birkin. I wish my bitch would use on a Birkin.
Shout out to my baby daddy.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not paying that much in job support. Shit, it happened.
Yeah.
Then you ain't.
Bare minimum.
That judge gonna say different.
Yeah.
$50 a month.
Yeah, okay.
You sitting in jail.
Boy, if you could
if I'm sitting in jail, she ain't getting nothing. Pick what you want.
You keep thinking that's out of judicial system.
You want $50 or you want me in jail? That's what I don't understand about the judicial system. You lock these niggas up because some of them truly don't have the ability to pay. Yes, they fail to go through the due process of proving that you don't have the true ability to pay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was busy looking for a job. Well, you want him to stop what he's doing to come tell you he can't pay and then gotta keep coming back to court with paperwork
right. Every
other week? No, you my man out in these streets looking for a job. Yeah. Secondly, you lock the nigga up. How the fuck really, do you expect him to pay all this back money he owes?
Yeah, his arrears.
What? Okay, let's say you put him to hard labor. Now he making 10 cents an hour. It's going to take him 65 years to give you $200. Like,
dang it.
You know what I mean? Like, but I'm not understanding. Yes, I do feel as if men that are not paying the child support that they're obligated to pay should be penalized in some way, but sending a nigga to jail, he is now lost his livelihood. I mean, I just feel like there are different ways to. I mean, I've always said there are many ways to hang a dog without using a rope. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
use a leash.
Extension cord. You want to punish him? There needs to be some kind of penalty, but
yeah,
taking a nigga livelihood or attempt to find some kind of livelihood ain't it.
Take his taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah. I see somebody get their license.
Levy his bank account.
Yeah.
But then you take his license.
He can't drive. He can't go to work.
Well, no, you can get you can get your provisions. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm about to see
you're before nines.
Yeah.
Grow the fuck up.
Or your mama gotta be in the car with you.
Yeah. Somebody with a full life.
That ain't got a permit.
Gotta have your uniform on.
I mean,
fella, stay with the bitch. Stay with her.
Shit.
For better or for worse.
Black, don't they got like, I know a couple of niggas that's been on it. I mean, fuck, go turn yourself in on Friday nights.
Why you asking?
And then do the weekend.
Well, turn yourself in on Friday nights. You know, they let you out at 6 o'clock Monday morning.
And you go to work.
You going to sleep the whole time. Yeah. Or get fucked one day. You did. You probably tired. You going to go to sleep.
He's strange. It always ends up a man getting fucked.
I'm just saying, like, they go. If them little prison niggas being there like, oh, this nigga think he just come to jail on the weekend. Fuck.
They've been plotting on that ass. Yeah. All week.
We can do this the easy way. Or we can do this the hard way. He's getting done like that. Ooh. You freaky.
Y'all,
that's what he said, man.
Y'all strange.
That's what they say, you freaky.
Y'all watch the debate.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
The great debate.
Yeah, I watched. This one was a lot more structured.
Yeah, I don't like how Trump throw out stuff that he can't prove. You made $43 million last year. You become a wealthy man. Shut up. A lot of the shit he said about Biden sounds made up. I mean, of course, you know his son was over in China getting bread, say.
Biden, I just don't like that Biden get his numbers mixed up every time.
Yeah,
he be like,
he's 82.
That nigga be like, yeah, well, right now there are 100 million. I mean, 10 people. It's like, it's a huge disparity. Like, nigga, how the fuck you accidentally added zeros and then said the numerical amount for the number of zeros you added? Like, something is off.
I can't see Biden doing more than one term if he does win.
I thought you were about to say 1 year.
Yeah. It's gonna be health complication. Yeah. Trump said he looked at this man and said, "I only ran because you're running for president.
You are the reason I ran.
You're the reason I ran for president."
The level of disrespect.
Hey, yeah, he basically said, "I ran because I know I can beat you."
They both look bad.
Trump
and he not lying.
Yeah,
that's a sad reality.
I feel like he should have ran in 2016.
Me and
Biden.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me and Justin were talking about it earlier
because fucking the bitch beat him.
Yeah,
no, he didn't. He didn't run it.
It was Bernie.
It was Bernie. He beat. She beat.
And Bernie just keep getting beat.
Yeah, he did.
Left and right. By the time like he finally get in there, he gonna be 92.
He's about 90.
He give me David Stern vibes. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
David Stern.
You forgot who that is already?
Nah, that's the.
Yeah, him.
He ain't wrestling.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? What was you about to say, bro? Me and Justin,
we were talking that I think that Trump is doing everything to lose and Biden ain't doing enough to win.
Not at all. What he's trying to do is, here's what I don't get about Biden. His way of trying, you are going to be a.
I'm stressed.
Yeah, I see.
That's smooth, too.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
What this shit? Reposado.
How you say it?
Reposado.
He had to throw rib in there.
I'm Yeho.
That's
Dwayne
Johnson.
The Rock got liquor.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Everybody trying. Steroids, so. Yeah. But now, what I'm about to say is Biden's way of trying to win is just telling everybody to vote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's his only way. Yeah, that's his only way.
He's because that's how...
That's basically how Hitler got beat.
So my thing is, like one of the biggest things for me from the debate was the whole healthcare thing, right? And I think that's where even a lot of conservatives are like, not understanding where Trump and Pence is trying to go with disbanding Obamacare without a true plan in place. They keep talking about it. Yeah, we're going to come up with a beautiful, a better, cheaper plan for everybody. Mm-hmm. Nigga, before you quit a job, I expect you to have another job lined up for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're going to disband something, which he is going to do because they just put a bitch that taught high school for 15 years on the Supreme Court. And that's the vote they've been waiting for.
And do you realize they rushed that, and people are pissed. Like, the dude who introduced it was highly upset.
Like, I think she's only been a judge. She's only been a judge, like, or presiding over cases since 2017. She's never tried in a criminal case, only civil matters. Right? But y'all putting this bitch on the highest.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, and that's what that's the issue the Democrats are having with this pick. Like,
they wanted somebody they can control.
There's niggas that's been in this shit for years, you know, trying the biggest of the biggest cases that are more than qualified. And I don't think, and I was exaggerating when I said she taught high school, but she has been like a teacher, professor, whatever, for 15 years. And, like, yeah, she done did like private consulting and shit like that. But you're trying to put the country in the hands of a person with as limited of experience like that. I should have applied for that job.
Yeah. Well, daggone, they don't even matter these days.
But I'm saying, so
that's a lifetime position.
Yeah, so going back.
And the only reason she's in because.
And Trump has appointed what? Right? One third of the. Whatever. Well, either way. But going back to my original statement of how do you want to disband a. I get it. There are some parts of Obamacare that is a bit concerning. You know, one is I do agree with the expansion of Medicaid, but how. What I don't agree with is how you're going to do it. That's taxing me and you a little bit more so that they can have additional resources. Yeah. And I do want them to find additional resources, but there are different ways of going about it. And yet again, leaning on the middle class to figure this out for you. You know what I mean?
It's always the middle class.
But then...
No matter which party wins,
middle class.
You know what I mean? It's always the middle class because if the Republican side wins, the rich stay rich. If
that's why you should be a libertarian, if the Democrats win,
then you know the poor gets helped out. But are you trying to straight?
Huh? No, I didn't put enough.
No, I've been drinking it straight.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, the middle class always gets the short end of the stick.
100% of the time.
That's why I'm going to transition.
But then on the flip side of the debate.
What?
Lower class.
America only gives, I mean, you're right, America gives a fuck about two people. The niggas at the toppest of tops and the people kind of at the lowest of lows.
Yeah.
And I say the lowest of lows. I also say that very loosely because they're starting really not to give a fuck about them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But then on the flip side, it was really a constructive debate because Biden is saying things that sound good, and then Trump's over there like, "You had 8 years to try to implement all this shit with your president,
and you didn't.
And where was all this shit?"
But so in their defense, they were working with a fully Republican, like, you know, House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Trump.
You persuade them, Joe.
Yeah, he said, talk them into it. What, man? What you expect the first black president ever to persuade all these white men and women?
Yeah.
To go with what he say? Hell no.
You know what's crazy? One thing I think even Republicans have agreed on is that Obama was probably the most intelligent president this country has seen.
Yeah. Without
question. No, I'm like, as far as like brain-wise, the way he speaks,
a lot of them
the way he's able to Trump said, I've been to many different places and all of these places were different.
Well, no shit, Don.
Yeah, many different places.
Bush couldn't talk worth a damn.
Yeah. None of them could.
These terrorists.
Bro, half the time Barack didn't use a teleprompter, bro. That nigga went up there and talked.
Shame on. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
That nigga wrote a lot of his speeches. He at times did not use a teleprompter. My man, he can go up there and he can speak and it comes off so eloquently. It's well articulated. His point, a lot of times, even when they disagree, it is still well received and well heard. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean?
No disrespect.
She is so thick.
Is she?
Michelle?
Is she?
Yes.
Stallion. Y'all seen
Sasha. You a predator. That was predator.
She gotta be.
She was just on TikTok rapping City Girls.
Yeah, rapping on Sansa Remix.
The youngest one might be like 16, 17.
Nah, I know. That's the youngest one.
Sasha,
I thought Sasha was the oldest.
I don't know. The youngest one was the one rapping on TikTok.
The youngest one, the dog, and we don't give a fuck about that dog.
What?
I get what he's saying. Like they had a dog. You remember?
Okay. Remember they bought that big ass dog.
But yeah, like it's
pull that dog like Vic.
Had that right that pit. But now, like he's easily the most because y'all probably won't old enough to remember. Clinton talking, he was not that. Yeah, come on. He got caught cheating. My hot brother, like, come on, how you get caught cheating?
As the president, how you get caught?
Yeah. Speaking of which, if I see one more goddamn Cal Cunningham commercial talking about how he's sexting, I won't vote for
that. That nigga is under investigation by the military because he flapped another military nigga bird.
And I know like, they out there fucking.
Do y'all not have better shit to do right now?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's petty.
All military,
but I'm still going with Cal. You got my vote.
Oh yeah, any nigga that could get a bitch to send him her titties as a rich man. That's
the candidate for you.
That's the candidate for me. She's yeah.
Hey, all military spouses cheat on their husbands. And
I'm playing.
All military spouses cheat on their husbands and boyfriends.
A lot of them do.
You think so?
Like, it's consensual though. I don't think it's cheating.
It's adultery.
Black, you go away for a year and a half. You,
if I go away for a year and a half,
right?
You hey, and Kariba just got another kid.
Wouldn't black. Like they send your ass to the desert, wherever y'all be going to build cabinets. But they send you out there for about a year and a half. Would you rather she just like
wait,
go get blasted behind your back, or you just say, you have her sign a contract saying she can get scraped once a month?
I'm signing that contract
because it's gonna happen.
Trust me, if I'm going,
we turned into swingers.
If I'm going for 18 months and I find out. She gets blasted behind my back.
Right, you're gonna be blasted by her.
No,
if I'm going for 18 months, I'm fucking something.
Listen, I'm gonna Google because I'll be on my work computer. I'm gonna Google two men in the truck.
What you moving?
What you mean? What I'm moving?
He gonna get him to come pack up the whole house. Right.
Johnson County Sheriff Department.
What you moving?
She got to go.
I can see June now.
Red shoes just dancing.
And burgundy.
Dancing on the front lawn. You do my dog so long.
Y'all got the washer.
There's no way 18. No, I don't care if it's a two-year tour. No.
What?
No. Bro, you give
you come back and Blake hole in your stepdaughter.
Well, who is this? Boy, y'all wild. Y'all true.
In them rain boots.
That you bought them.
Cause he feel the same way I do. That you not giving yourself.
You buy a baby shower gift. You think it was somebody else's baby shower?
Nigga, I'm too fat to be in the military. This is about you. This is about you.
I'm cheating. I'm cheating.
Okay, so you was in a diabetic coma. You giving Jelena permission to?
Yeah. I can't. They're gonna say in a blink twice.
You go hear it.
So it's a done deal.
And then blink twice if you don't want me to do it. Don't blink if you want me to do it.
That nigga be blinking.
Yeah. But nah, I like I said, 18 months. I'm not even gonna cap with you. Go ahead, do your thing, baby.
It's the same as if you went to jail.
It's not.
What do you mean?
Even if I went to jail, no. If we're married,
I feel like if you go to jail for an extended period of time, like it voids your ownership to the person.
Yeah, it does.
So if you and your significant married,
if you move out, married, yeah, that voids it too.
You and your significant other are married, and you go to jail for you get a 3-year sentence in jail. You can give her permission to go.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna necessarily give her permission.
It's going but to happen. I think it's going to happen.
If it happens, I can't be mad.
The flesh is weak, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. You're
going to find out. Like, let's be real. Women need it more than we do.
It is. Black Kareem left for 2 weeks, and what did you do?
Yeah, this is a little out of hand.
Yeah, you trying to be here. I can hear her now.
Nigga, didn't nobody say about tequila? You caused it.
So what you was doing those 2 weeks? Doing that, the
change is
talking.
Yeah, where did she go for 2 weeks, Kariba? Where did you go?
She didn't.
Yeah. Went to Lumberton and back.
I'm not giving my wife no permission.
You're not giving permission, but you're going to have the understanding that it is a possibility.
She's going to get flat.
This may happen.
Your bird flat.
You know what? My thing is black.
If I'm deployed for 18 months.
I wouldn't ask.
No, listen. If I'm deployed for 18 months and I have to, you know what I mean?
You won't feel bad if you're not sending money home. Just don't send no money back and let her do.
That's what the joint account is for.
What joint? Huh?
If you're married,
you should have a joint account with me. You're fucking the game up.
If you're married, you got a joint account, at least for the bills.
You do.
They can see you.
Period.
They can see you. Period.
No, no, I mean, but, shit, yeah.
No, but yeah, tell you that big shit.
But no, but my thing is, like I said, it's not really a permission thing. It's just like, I can't be mad. It's my fault. I'm going.
I'm not going.
And
ask.
Also, if you having a, you'll be less hurt. Ask.
No.
You'd be less hurt understanding that if I'm not saying she just need to be fucking week in, week out, just getting her wig split. I'm saying,
why are you getting more and more?
What I'm getting at is at some point, bro, I would have to understand this too. At some point, I mean, people have needs. She's going to be lonely. She's going to be vulnerable. And there's going to be a nigga that says hi, and she might drop. She might. I'm not saying she will. And
she's going to be an emotional mess.
She
too,
might drop her. I mean,
I'm not asking.
And I'm hoping. But now, you can only hope it doesn't happen. But if you tell yourself that this is a possibility, yeah, you might feel some type of way. You might even be hurt. But it won't be as bad as if you told yourself she won't gonna fuck nobody and you find out that she did.
And then it's you on deployment and y'all on two different time zones, two different
why sleep schedules. Why you sleeping? She fucking. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She gonna wait till it's gonna be 2:00 PM.
Because you got a small window to talk to.
What I'm saying is, if I can hold out, why can't she?
You won't.
I know you can't.
I can't.
You won't. What are you talking about? Be going to the red light district in Germany.
What? That's off limits.
Is it really?
Is there a red light district in Germany?
No, it's not in Germany.
Okay. I was just trying to see something.
It's in Amsterdam.
Yeah, I know.
What is off? Is off limits,
bro? Yeah, we can't do that shit, man.
Yeah, because they know that boy's going to go in and catch syphilis. And bring it back to base.
Matter of fact, Germany got like brothels and shit that are legal to Germans, but as a military member, like, no, you get caught at.
So if MJ goes as a civilian, he.
Yeah, if MJ go out there right now to a brothel.
They got male brothers?
Why you want to know? trying to get titties licked.
Trying to get titties licked. Looking out for your ungrateful ass, but that
shit. Trying to get his prostate played. Yeah, I can see that. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I don't think none of us at this table would be cool if I significant
other. No, I wouldn't
be. I wouldn't be cool with it.
I would. But. Bitch, get your shit here.
You going with the intention.
Way too sexually liberal. I done told y'all.
I was like 18 months. I mean, 18 months? That's a long time.
It is a long time.
What was you about to say though? I'm sorry, bro.
No. So, 18 months, you in jail, you going to have to fuck something.
Myself, mate.
What's wrong with y'all? In this.
Y'all niggas.
Yeah, weird, y'all. Man. Y'all out of control.
Something's great.
I'm going to bed, man. Get the fuck, bro. Oh,
man. Hey, y'all go out and vote, go please. Vote,
yeah.
November 3rd. That's in 2 days. Y'all go.
I early voted.
Did you? Yeah. I just know you voted for Trump.
He's the one nigga that won. You know, it's only one nigga at the table that won.
Two.
Who was the second one?
MJ.
You vote for Trump?
Yeah. MJ don't like Biden. Told you that.
It's your first time voting at 36. That shit crazy. You could vote in 04 for Mays Gilliam.
I tried to vote for Governor Tate.
let's get it, bro.
All right. So
I think 2021.
Well, yeah, I think we kind of briefly mentioned it at the beginning of the episode, but it's been a great run. It's been a great run.
For 2 years?
No.
Well, a year and a half.
Well, that's Zaza.
I am, right.
Well, it's been a very good run. We've developed a pretty big fan base. IKEA Crunch.
I mean, big niggas.
You catch a trip. But,
big niggas.
But, nah, man. It's time to, I think we made a unanimous decision to bring it into the season. We 80 fucking episodes in. And if we count throwaway episodes, we done did probably over 100.
Yeah.
If we being real.
Yeah.
And it's time to go back to the drawing board. We coming back bigger.
Better.
We coming back better. We might give y'all a Christmas episode, maybe, but we top of the year we coming back crazy.
Yeah,
we gonna have bigger guests.
My link gonna be in my bio.
What?
OnlyFans coming, bro.
Oh, you wow.
Yeah, dick print on the internet.
you gonna look like that stud with the strap.
Bro, dick was big as hell. In a purple jumpsuit. Like,
that nigga said, good job, Chizzy.
strapped him.
Oh, man.
Purple dick, purple suit. Wow. This is the stuff we're trying to get rid of.
We will be a religious podcast.
Do y'all? 2020. Like, what if we come back cleaned up and people hate us?
They gonna hate us.
Yeah, we're
not gonna be clean though. Let's be real.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, haters gonna hate, potatoes gonna potato. It is
what it is. Like, don't fuck with us. Fuck with us, okay? There you go.
I was supposed to hang up right there.
I mean, shit. I ain't. Tyrone
2021
is my favorite song of 2020. Yeah. I feel like a bad bitch now. Like, I can't be stopped. I'm in these streets. Mm. I'm with whatever now.
Just wait until the outside we can back up.
Fucking everything.
Yeah, this race is going to be never.
Yeah.
Where you fucking mad, you stupid white people?
It ain't just white people. It's the Mexicans. It's black people. Yeah. Hey, I did have to give one of them a nasty look the other morning. My nigga was like right behind me, bro. Right. With no mask on. And, like, I don't mind if you don't have a mask on, but back the... At least give me some distance.
Right.
Like, nigga was in the back of my shit, bro. And I kind of, like, looked back at him. And, you know they short.
Look back at
him. if your mask's dirty, your ass dirty. Simple as that. Simple. If your mask's dirty, you nasty.
calling.
You just want to put dirt on your nose, bro.
If your man's not disposable, you should be washing it.
Shit, wash the disposable ones and then throw them away.
Shit. Like washing a paper clip. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, man, hopefully we can come back start of the year, Corona. I'm not going to say Corona free, but a little bit better. Yeah. And
it's $4,000. The 4,000 deaths a day.
Like, yeah, we'll
3,500.
Yeah. Whatever other celebrities die this year, we'll shout them out in January. What? I mean, have you seen the way 2020 has been going?
It's been bad. Yeah. October was kind of
Have you seen the way 2020 has been going? Like, something just telling me, never mind. But have you seen the way?
Yeah. And it's amazing. We still got Lamar Odom. We still got DMX.
Like, the drug users.
Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
Ain't wrong with Lil Boosie. He survived cancer. He indisposed.
He survived Mike Tyson.
he almost got beat up. I would have paid money to see it.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Roy Jones.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the top of the year.
Just so you know, we ain't forget.
Congratulations to the LA Dodgers World Series champion.
Score.
It's 2-1.
Big announcement. We'll have J. Cole on the first episode.
Don't get it to my head.
Nah, man, we out. Y'all have a good rest of the year. Peace.